It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So remember, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, I thought we'd do a theme week this week, even though it's just a four-day week.
Just a four-day week.
So kids are going back to school this week. Some districts started today.
Yeah.
So I thought that we would do a theme week on some weird history that maybe you're not going to learn in history class.
Okay. All right. We're down with this. All right. What are you going to teach us today?
Today we're talking about Cleopatra.
Oh.
You learn about ancient Egypt in, in history class, right?
Yeah.
So what's interesting is that Cleopatra's reign was closer to the moon landings than the Great Pyramid being built. Now, she was obviously...
Really?
Yeah. The queen of Egypt, right?
You blow my mind.
The Egyptian royal reigned from 51 BC to 30 BC, roughly 2,500 years after the Great Pyramid of Giza was built. And roughly 2,000 years before the first lunar landings in 1969.
So closer to the man being on the moon than the... Wow. All right.
And she also wasn't Egyptian. Though
sorry,
she ruled
what?
Egypt, she was not Egyptian. She was born there in Egypt, but she traced her family origins to Macedonian Greece.
Oh.
So she was Greek.
She was Greek?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so she liked the Windex and stuff, right? Remember the Greeks liked
the
Windex?
Oh, yeah, Greek wedding. Yeah.
See, I pay attention to movies. I know what's going on.
You hated that movie, didn't you?
I hated that movie for the
So Cleopatra
fiery
was
heat
the
of seven
first
sons.
Member of her dynasty to speak ancient Egyptian.
Oh.
She was also able to speak eight other languages.
Oh, okay.
Young Cleopatra spent her youth studying and became a scholar, scientist, and gifted chemist, and was known to experiment with different poisons, as every young girl does. She ascended the throne at the age of 17. When their father died, Cleopatra and her younger brother became co-rulers of Egypt, but this joint reign did not sit well with either one of them.
No.
And they immediately began battling for supremacy. Julius Caesar and Roman forces sided with Cleopatra, and they eventually won.
Nobody likes to co-rule, sir.
No.
You want
no
to rule,
fun.
Not co-rule.
That's no fun.
No.
So Cleopatra has been portrayed as a beautiful seductress who bent powerful men to her will by sheer force of her attractiveness. But that's not quite the truth.
Mm-hmm.
This image was created by the Romans after Cleopatra's death, who wrote their own version of history, and it was perpetuated over the years by the likes of Shakespeare, centuries of famous painters, and, of course, Hollywood. There's also evidence that Cleopatra wasn't as physically striking as once believed.
Sarah.
Coins with her portrait show her with manly features.
Whoa.
And she looks quite different than how she's been portrayed in Hollywood. Though some historians contend that she intentionally portrayed herself as masculine as a display of strength.
So you're saying she's more...
careful.
She's more Dorothy than Blanche?
I think so. Yeah, that's a good... Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I think that is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. At the height of her power 2,000 years ago, Cleopatra's empire stretched across the Mediterranean from modern-day Libya in the west through Egypt to Syria in the east, the largest amount of territory any woman has ever ruled.
Oh, okay.
She was the absolute ruler over 7 million people and the richest woman in the world, worth about $95.8 billion in today's currency.
Wow.
She was probably the richest person in her time.
That's more than Oprah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good. Good for her.
Now, according to popular belief, Cleopatra killed herself by allowing an Egyptian cobra to bite her.
Oh, jeez.
But according to Roman-era writers, Cleopatra actually poisoned herself using either a toxic ointment or by introducing the poison with a sharp implement such as a hairpin. Remember, she was all about experimenting with different poisons
as
a young girl.
Remember you said
apparently.
That. Yeah.
So, yeah. And apparently her burial place is also a mystery. She was buried with Mark Antony somewhere in Egypt. There's also some evidence to suggest she had a tomb built for herself in Alexandria and that it now sits submerged in the Mediterranean. So
chances are pretty good we'll never really find out the answer to that.
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. So the character of Cleopatra had appeared in 43 films by the end of the 20th century. She was most famously portrayed by Elizabeth Taylor in 1963.
Sure.
That movie, Cleopatra, was plagued by production problems and script issues, and its budget eventually soared from $2 million to $44 million,
jeez,
including some $200,000 just to cover the cost of Elizabeth Taylor's costumes.
My goodness me, that's way over budget.
It was the most expensive movie ever made at the time of its release and nearly bankrupted its studio despite raking in a fortune at the box office, and it remains one of the priciest movies ever made.
My golly. All right. And what year was that movie come out?
1963.
63. All right. You picked out a record to go along with Cleopatra, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Walk Like an Egyptian. by the Bengals.
Even though she wasn't.
Right.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. The Bengals, Walk Like an Egyptian. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Cleopatra.
Yes.
As part of our theme week on Weird History.
Weird History is right. As kids head back to school this week, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Cleopatra was Greek, not Egyptian.
Sorry. She was probably the richest person in her time.
And she most likely did not die from a snake bite.
But she dabbled with poison when she was a young lass.
She was known to experiment with different poisons.
Yeah. All right. All right. Folks want to learn more about Cleopatra, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right up there. You should definitely check that out. And these videos go up on YouTube once they're done. You can watch what happened behind the scenes, the conversation we had during the song. It's at youtube.com and search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You can always tune in live and watch it on Facebook Live every afternoon at 4:10. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And this is a theme week on... Weird History.
Weird History.
Episode 2 tomorrow on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to it. Traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.